Hello everybody, Alan here, and welcome to my podcast website, www.alanlanks1.podomatic.com. And it's very nice for me to be here again to speak with you, and I've decided today to do another chatcast, which means that I just talk and I don't have any prepared texts beforehand. So I make sometimes a little mistake or two, or I stop for a moment, or I just think about something before I say any more, and that is how speech is. I'm sure it is the same for you in your native language. So today is Saturday morning and I have a little time, so I've decided that I will make this podcast and talk about language as usual, because I like to speak about languages. And I'm always surprised how many people tell me how interested they are in learning English or making an improvement in their English from so many countries. And I've been using the internet since 1997, and for 3 years I was an administrator for a chat room, and I spoke with a lot of people using text in those days. Maybe, I think, 52 countries. It was a lot of different countries where people were speaking English, and I was always surprised about that, and I still am 10 years later, or 11 years later, because the internet is not very old, but I've been using it quite a long time now. I'm always surprised, as I said, because people learn English for many different reasons, and personally speaking, I learn languages myself, but I learn them for a hobby. And I realize that other people need to learn English, maybe to get a job, or to get a better job, maybe to pass an exam, or to travel, or to maybe even go to live in an English-speaking country. There are many different reasons for people to learn a language, not just English, of course. And English is a very popular language, because it is spoken in many, many places around the world. British English is different to American English in some ways, but not a lot of there is not a lot of difference. And people ask me this question very often, but I always say there isn't a great deal of difference between American English and British English. Also, I get asked a lot about how English people think about other people from around the world speaking English. And personally speaking, in my opinion, I like it. I like the fact that people are interested in my language and that they are working hard to be able to speak it. And I think most English people feel the same. They are usually very happy to speak with people if they visit England. Of course, it depends where you are. Maybe if you're in the street and you just stop someone, they would not have time to speak. But if you're in a train or in a hotel or in a museum or something like that, you have time to speak with people, then that can be very useful. Of course, even better is to have people to speak with on a regular basis, maybe via the internet or telephone or by letter or email. And I think that's another very good way of improving, getting to know more about other people and discussing things, discussing the similarities and the differences. So I find it very difficult to understand and very hard to understand when people tell me they are finding it very, very, very difficult to improve, because there are many ways that people can improve their language skills. I think one thing that stops people improving is that they are always worried about how well they speak. Many people say to me, "I do not speak English very well. My English is bad. I don't speak so well. Can you help me improve my English?" Lots of people ask me this, and I say, well, you should enjoy your English as it is, and just say, "I enjoy learning English. I'm trying to improve it." That's all you need to say. And try to enjoy the English you already know. I do the same thing with French, with German, and with Chinese, and now Spanish. I know what I can do, and I know what I cannot do. But one thing I like to think I can do is try to communicate. So even if I only have maybe 100 words in a language, you can do a lot of things with 100 words. But I know that for some people, they want to speak very, very well. And of course, that takes a lot of time and a lot of work. And I do not say that these people are wrong. I think they are excellent to want to speak well and want to be a very good speaker of English. But I say also that before someone is a very good speaker of English, they also need to learn. And what do you do when you're learning a lot? You use your English. You try to speak with other people. You try to listen to other people. You read and you write. So this is the way you can learn, by doing rather than just talking about it to yourself. I think you need to, or I need to as well, enjoy what you know already and always try to improve. That way you enjoy both the language you have now and also prepare and plan for the language you will have in the future when you've made more effort and worked hard to get there. So this way you have a nice, happy feel and an interesting time using the language you have. Now, some people may not agree with that, but everyone is entitled to have their own opinion. Everyone is entitled to learn the way they prefer. And of course, I know that for people who have to learn to pass an exam or to get a job, can be very difficult. But even so, when you think about it, the time it is difficult is when you are doing the exam or when you are preparing for the exam. So there is a lot of time in between when you are not preparing for an exam or when you are not doing an exam, that you have time to relax and enjoy and use the language you have without thinking about either an exam or a test or some way to get a job or something. Just enjoy using language in the same way as in your own language. You have sometimes to do things very difficult with your language, and other times you don't, when you're talking with family, for instance. But other times, when you're trying to do some serious work or you have to write something special to someone, then you need to think about language very carefully. So all I am saying is try to think of a foreign language, if that is English or any other language, try to think of the foreign language in the same way as you think of your own language. Sometimes it is difficult. Sometimes you need to concentrate and do a lot of careful planning and thinking before you say something or you write something. And other times you can just relax and enjoy and chat and make use of the language you already have. So that is all I am trying to say, that try to think of language in different ways, not always the same way. Maybe some people, I think a little too much about passing an exam or trying to become the best speaker they can be in the future. I say think about the present, think about enjoyment, think about ways you can use your language now, as well as plan for using your language in the future. So I think that's enough for today, and I hope you like my podcast, and I'll see you next time. So take care, be good, be happy, and I'll see you next time. Bye.